This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The political scene today is all New York, all the time. Primaries there, as you can't help but have heard. The endgame, of course, is the delegate count and the conventions at which those delegates will be officially tallied. The Republicans are up first, mid-July, in Cleveland, Ohio. Missing so far, though, from the convention lineup are some of the regulars, big companies that traditionally sponsor big political gatherings. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer went to Cleveland to ask around.
Even if it's a month from now, we'll get breakfast or lunch or dinner.
David Gilbert is an accomplished networker. I caught up with him in Cleveland's convention center, where he seemed to know everyone.
I'll see you in a bit.
Gilbert is the CEO of the host committee of the Republican National Convention. His committee is responsible for raising $57 million in cash. It's also seeking in-kind donations. He says they still have to raise $8 million in cash. He doesn't know of any corporate donors who've backed out of their commitments, although some are hesitating to support the convention.
They've said they want to see how it plays out. It hasn't been relayed to me that it is a one specific concern about politics or safety or anything like that.
Some strategists say corporations are worried about being associated with protests or controversy if there's an open convention.
Well, I think anyone who does brand management is concerned about where your brand is placed.
Bruce Haynes is president of Purple Strategies, a brand consulting firm in Virginia. He says corporations have been spooked by confrontations at some of Donald Trump's events.
People have looked at some of the Trump rallies. They felt like, wow, is that what's going to happen in Cleveland? Is that something I want to be involved with?
Haynes says corporations will wait longer than they normally would to make a convention contribution, and that could spill over to the Democratic convention, because Haynes says most companies want to appear bipartisan and balanced politically. So concerns about one convention have a chilling effect on the other. Back in Cleveland, David Gilbert insists only a few companies are still dithering about donations.
And you can count on a couple of fingers, people who've said we want a little more time and see how this plays out.
But there are some big names among the holdouts. A Walmart spokesman told me in an email that it hasn't made a decision about its presence or participation. Coke has given $75,000 to the Republican convention, but it's still not clear if it'll make its usual in-kind donations of soft drinks and other beverages. Still, Gilbert and other Cleveland convention boosters are not deterred.
No, I don't think it's going to affect us at all.
Mary Farrell runs a gift shop in Cleveland called Bright Green, a couple streets away from the arena where the convention will be held. She only sells locally made products. She says if there's less Coke available,
it might even give us a better opportunity to promote our own beverages, because we make all sorts of things here. You know, different sodas that are made locally and kombucha tea that's available here in Cleveland made locally.
Farrell runs her shop with her 84-year-old mother, Elizabeth Roshkop Farrell, who's lived in Cleveland all her life and says big companies have come and gone before.
Higbee's, May Company, Halley's, Neiman Marcus, they were here. They've all left.
Cleveland's downtown suffered, but now stores and people are coming back. Roshkop Farrell says the city survived. And now?
Yes, and now Cleveland's starting to recover, but it's going to take time.
Roshkop Farrell says the Republican convention won't turn things around instantly for Cleveland, but her daughter Mary is really hoping for a bump in business. She could be running the store alone, though. Her mother, a lifelong Republican, might protest at the convention if she doesn't like the GOP nominee. In Cleveland, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.